This is Parsha Yisroi. We have Maamar Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah was the tachlis of Yisroi Mitzrayim. Tavdun es Lakim Bahor Hazeh. The Yisroi of Klal Yisroel becoming and being Am Skula was Kabbalah Satorah. Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Amim Menosan Lanu Latarasa. I'd like to discuss, Bez Hashem, some basic yisoidus of Kabbalah Satorah. The pasuk says in our parasha, "Va'atam Shemoya Tishmu B'Koli." Says Rashi, if Shemoya Tishmu means to be makabel aleichem, to be makabel upon yourself, then Ve'yisem Li Segula Mikol Amim. The pasuk pshat is as one statement. You will be to me a skula from all the nations. The Mechilta has a different shot. The Mechilta breaks it up to two parts. The Yisim Li, if you'll be to me, if you'll be conway to me, be acquired to me, how is that? By being Isaac only in Torah. And not being busy, being Isaac in Devarim Acherim. Ve'isim li, then segula mikol amim. Then you'll be a segula. You'll be a special from all very, very special from all other nations in the world. The Torah is telling us, Hashem is giving us the Torah in order that we should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'isim li, you should be to me. How is that? By being involved, only involved in Torah. The Sefer Chaim Shardal explains that the Torah is a dibur and rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by being davuk in Torah, when we mean davuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'yisim li. The Gemara in Brachos of Chav Chesem Beis says that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, when he left Beis Medrash, to think of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, "Shesamti chelki b'Beis Medrash, v'loi samti chelki b'yoshve kronos." What does it mean, yoshve kronos? Rashi explains, it doesn't mean the Bali Avera. It means the Ami Oretz, the Oisik b'divrei sicha. The Ami Oretz that talk, they spend time talking. And Chunin Bar Akana continues that Anu Ratzim Behem Ratzim, Anu Ratzim Haba, Behem Ratzim Bar Shachas. Through our Limna Torah, we're going to reach Elm Haba. For those, the Yeshvik Kronis, the Isaac, in Sicha, Divrei Sicha, they'll reach Be'er Shachas, reach Gehenim. The only way to get to connected to the Yisim Li, to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Rudech to Elam Haba, is only through being Isaac, only in Torah. There's another very important story in Kabbalah Torah. The Pasuk says, V'yichen Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. It said, doesn't say Belashan Rabbim Vayichanu. It talks about Yichan, Belashan Yachin, even though we're talking about all of Klal Yisrael, many people. It's Vayichan, Belashan Yachin. Rashi explains that Klal Yisrael were Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad, with one unit. Therefore, it's written Belashan Yachin. The Rechaim explains that this was a requirement for Kabbalah Torah. In order to makabel Torah, Klal Yisrael had to be ke'ish echad b'lev echad, as a one unit. Chaim Shalevitz adds that the reason for this is that the Torah was not given to 600,000 yechidim. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, in order to Torah was given to Klai Yisrael, there had to be an achdus. In order for Klai Yisrael to mekabel the Torah, it had to be one unit. Therefore, it had to be ki'isha b'levecha. This point, that Kabbalah the Torah was for Klai Yisrael, it had a big effect on our perspective in Avodas Hashem. In the Nusach, L'shem Yichud, before doing a mitzvah, it says, we say, B'shem Kol Yisrael. I'm doing the mitzvah, B'shem Kol Yisrael. The Mashal, when one davens, we don't say that his mouth spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole person spoke to Hashem. So too, when we're doing mitzvahs, Klai Yisrael are doing mitzvahs. Therefore, a person has a mechavin, the shame Kol Yisrael. And this all has to do with the fact that Klai Yisrael as a unit was the mekabel Torah. Klai Yisrael is a lev echad, ish echad b'lev echad. The Ramchal in Igos Peivav writes that he had a chabura that learned from morning to night, and a tanai, a condition in the chabura was that everyone has to learn Torah and layase shum echad b'shvil atzmoy, el b'shvil kol Yisrael. When they're learning, they're not learning for themselves. They're learning for Klal Yisrael. The mission of this says, al tiu kavodim m'shamshim sarav amanas akabal pras, al tiu kavodim m'shamshim sarav shaloy amanas akabal pras. The Ruach Chaim explains that Mishamish the Rav, you should not Mishamish Rav Amanas to Makabu Pras La'atzmicha for yourself, but rather you should do Mishamish the Rav in order to Makabu Pras for Klal Yisrael, for Shefa Toiv. If you Shefa for Klal Yisrael through doing a voice of mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael should get a Shefa. Going, Mishnah's Brachas Perek Hey. He writes, as usher to mechavim b'tfila l'sarach atzmai. He uses the word usher. It's usher. But you should mechavim for Klal Yisrael that they should come to tachlis hashlemus. But in a kind of tzur, says again, a person is able to daven for himself. The Mishal Sharim, the end of character test is marach. The maila of a chassid is that he does mitzvahs, the toivas hadar kuloi. He's a mechavin, all his meisim for all of Klal Yisrael, for the whole dar, he's making the dar. This all comes from the fact that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, ish echad b'lev echad. With this, when a person is mechavin, he, in this way, he does mitzvahs this way, he grows in avas Yisrael, he grows in the madrega of chesed, a bal chesed, the bal chesed. We're not living, Torah was not given to individuals. We're all one unit, and we're all here to Klal Yisrael are doing mitzvahs. And our voida is the same Klal Yisrael. We're now in a matziv that Klal Yisrael needs big yeshuas. Mifrat, there are many, they have a saris, many difficulties in many areas. And the klal, the sinna of a goyim is very, very open, very clear. There are mechamas going on. A yid very much wants to help Klal Yisrael. They want to be nice about oil in Klal Yisrael. They want to do for Klal Yisrael. We have to realize that the best way to help Klal Yisrael is by being mechazik in our limud Torah. Chazit says that people don't realize that by learning a Tosfos, you can mevatel many, many bad gzeiros. There's a story that two bachrim came to Aaron Cutler that they want to leave his man a little earlier, go be Makarif, Pir Vachoikim. And they told Aaron that it's a soul of Fashais. Reb Aaron said, "Hasol's nefashim is da. Hasol's nefashim is here in this Beis Medrash. That we realize that you're limud Torah. You're adding one more tosis, like Chazanish says, adding one more tosis to mevatel many, many gezeiros rois, many, many bad gezeiros. Our tefillos and our doing mitzvahs." The shame call your soul is very, very effective. We should all be zeicha to mechazik in more limud Torah, in more tefillah b'kavana, and doing mitzvahs ke'ish echad b'leiv echad, and we'll be zeicha to see the Yeshuas and the chametz for all of Klai Yisrael, b'karv mamish, a good Shabbos.